Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's turn to Mike Griffith. He is the senior writer for Dog Nation covering UGA, and he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
Mike, is there any concern right out the gate of Georgia giving up so many yards to LSU?
Yeah, it sure is. You're getting ready to play the number one most efficient passer in the country and a team that's got some wide receivers, and you just watched LSU shred your defense for over 500 yards passing. I'd say there's a hell of a lot of concern.
So is that a case where you look at this and wonder where the pass rush is, or is it more a case where you're wondering about Kelee Ringo and company? Where do you think the fault lies here? Where's the break?
Well, I don't know that it's fault. I mean, we've seen, you know, Georgia defenses get beat by elite passing games before. I mean, I think Alabama, you know, went for over 500 yards when they played them in Tuscaloosa. I mean, it's not a matter of talent. It's, you know, really good offenses are hard to stop when they get in a zone. And, you know, C.J. Stroud didn't play well in the second half against Michigan, and Ohio State lost that game. But when Ohio State's on, they're as good as it gets of a passing game. And it's not some tricked up offense like Tennessee that's going to beat you with tempo and spread formation. I mean, Kirby was able to match that scheme. And with the help of the home field, they were able to disrupt Tennessee. But this is a little bit different than that. This, to me, is the most difficult matchup Georgia could have got. Even harder than a rematch against Alabama would have been. Harder than a matchup with Michigan. Harder than a matchup with TCU. But, it is what it is. And you know what do they say? To be the best, you got to beat the best. And Georgia's ranked number one. They've got a great offense. They've got playmakers, too. You saw they were able to beat LSU other ways. You saw special teams come into this. You saw, you know, the run game evolve. That's going to be big against Ohio State. They should be able to run the ball and control the tempo. But this is not going to be a pushover opponent. This is not going to be like it was last year against Michigan in the Orange Bowl. This is going to be a four-quarter game.
Well, if there was any doubt, does everybody in Baton Rouge now know that the block field goals are a live ball?
Yeah, you know, that was a surprise. And, you know, Christopher Smith really had an incredible performance. I mean, he, you know, Stetson played really well, but Chris Smith would have been my MVP because LSU went right down the field. And they were doing everything you were supposed to do to beat Georgia. If you could draw it up, LSU was doing it. And when Chris returned that play 96 yards, that was big for Georgia. And then it was, what, a couple drives later, Chris makes the deflection that Smile Mondin intercepts, and then one play later, Georgia scores. So Chris sets up the second score. And then in the second half, Chris comes up with an interception when LSU – I mean, he was just all over the field. He's an Atlanta guy that, you know, everybody should be so proud of because, you know, he was kind of withering away in the shadows of Richie LeCount. And I know the coaches will say, oh, he was being developed, but – when he went out there in 2020, he was not ready to be a frontline player. And he got picked on, and Georgia got beat without Richie LeCount. Richie was the star. Richie was Kirby's favorite player. And Chris got bigger and better every year. And I swear, every time I see him, he looks like more of one of these superhero guys. And I'm so excited for him because he stayed humble. He's been a great team leader. And I said at the beginning of the year, I thought he was the most irreplaceable player on the team. And I think he proved that throughout the season. And he did last year too with that pick six against Clemson. So to me, if I'm looking to build a statue of anybody over the last 2 years, I think it'd be Chris Smith.
Talking with Mike Griffith of Dog Nation, senior writer for DogNation.com on the WaveForward.com hotline. Well, give me your thoughts on how this worked out. Did they make the right call in putting TCU in? Did they make the right call putting TCU at 3 and Ohio State at 4?
Well, I mean, that's subjective is what's right. I mean, I think these are the most attractive matchups, but the fact that Michigan is a bigger favorite over the 3 seed than the number one team is over the 4 seed tells you that Las Vegas doesn't think that this is the order that these teams should go on or go in. And I don't know that, you know, Vegas is, you know, the be all end all, but if you're asking me who I think would win between Ohio State and TCU, I would tell you Ohio State would probably win 9 out of 10 times. But obviously, I don't think a Michigan-Ohio State rematch in a semifinal would have been very attractive. I think that would have been viewed as a fail. But for that matter, I think Alabama would beat Ohio State. And I know I said Ohio State's a tougher matchup for Georgia than Alabama, but that's only because Georgia has familiarity with Alabama. They don't have familiarity with Ohio State. So, under the circumstances, you know, we got what we got. This isn't changing. Even when we go to 12 teams, this committee is going to stay in existence. I don't know what you do. It's kind of like people get voted in you don't like. I mean, it's still your country. You still got to stand behind it, right? And this is still college football, and you still got to stand behind it because it's a sport that we all love.
Mike Griffith with John and Hugh. Well, Mike, today is the opening of the transfer portal window, the winter window. It goes from now until January here. We are hearing and expecting. We saw DJ Uiagalelei go kind of raise his hand for this. Spencer Rattler's toyed with it. We expect that the portal is going to be very active, very busy. Do you expect that Georgia's going to have guys who raise their hand today?
Well, sure. You know, they had 13 guys that left last year, and 4 of them were former starters, and 7 to 8 of them were in the 2 deep. And it's the nature of the game now. You know, you got to look to position yourself and go somewhere where you feel like you've got a guaranteed opportunity. And look, this goes both ways. I want to be really clear because, you know, players, you know, get a bad rap, and sometimes fans start dumping on kids that leave, and that is a really ugly thing that really pisses me off because your school is also recruiting over them. They're also bringing guys in that they plan on beating them out. And, you know, I hate to shake up your warm and fuzzies, but Georgia tried to get Caleb Williams, and Stetson Bennett would have been out of here. And Georgia couldn't get him, so Stetson Bennett stayed, and he's the hero now. You know, so you look at a guy like Carson Beck, and Georgia hasn't played him a lot. They haven't invested a lot in Carson Beck. There were opportunities to play him, and they didn't. That doesn't mean he's not going to be the guy, but it also means it's real attractive for a transfer who has experience who could come in and say, hey, you know, you're coming in, and you're going to compete. And so nothing's off the board. It's free agency. Kids who leave aren't bad people. Get that through your head. Don't attack them on social media. Kirby Smart and his staff, if they want to bring in better players, they're not bad people. This is the nature of competition. And it's not the warm, cozy deal that it once was in college football where you take a kid in and you develop them. Yeah, you got some great stories like Stetson and Chris Smith and Kenny McIntosh and guys that stayed with the program all those years and waited for their opportunity. But you're going to see less and less of that because now it's a free market. And that's a game changer for everyone. Whether we like it or not, this is the way it is. And no one needs to be hated on. Just sit back and watch. It's going to be real interesting.
With that being said, what are your thoughts on Deion Sanders going to Colorado and trying to turn that program around?
Man, what would you say, Hugh? You already know? I mean, it's prime time. I don't know. I already know that I don't know. I mean, you talk about fireworks. I have no idea what's going to happen here. This is combustible. This could be the greatest success story ever or the biggest offseason failure.
I don't know how it could be a failure. They were 1-11. How could it be a failure?
Doesn't mean they're going to. I mean, it could be a failure because you're going to invest a lot of money in Deion and give him a big payout, and he may not do well. And it may hurt the next person opportunity that comes out of HBCU. I mean, there's a lot of people that are counting on Deion to show what he can do.
Yeah, right.
So, and whatever he does, he's going to be in the spotlight. I mean, he already brought the cameras in. And he, I don't know, I wish I could, you know, talk to you for 30 minutes. You know, some things are meant to be private. And I understand what, you know, that, oh, look at this. Deion's telling guys that they need to hit the port. To me, that's a private conversation. I'm a little uncomfortable with that.
Listen, that to me was great TV. Like, I'm not going to lie, because I've never, like, he told these kids that they're like, hey, listen, y'all might as well go ahead and leave. Because I got some, he said, I bring in my luggage and my luggage is Louis. That's what he said. So.
That's great TV, but I don't know if that's great team. I mean, like I said, it remains to be seen, you know, because, you know, sometimes some of those, and again, you know better than I do. You know, maybe we'll start seeing cameras in the locker room. I know that didn't go over too well for Mike Tomlin. There's a lot of great TV that you can get out of locker rooms. But yeah. To me, I believe that the relationship, and I could be wrong, you're the player, not me. But from my vantage point in 30 years, I believe that the relationship between the coaches and the players has to be private. That's something I've seen protected other places. But maybe this is a game-changing moment. Maybe with social media, if Deion wasn't taping it, somebody in that room was. Somebody's tape recorder was going. Someone's going to go home to mom and play it on the radio, and Deion's a bad guy. So maybe now you do it on camera. But and that is real. It's like that everywhere. But I don't know. I was a little uncomfortable with that. That seemed like an intimate talk between a coach and new players. And to your point, it was great TV. But I guess we'll see how if great TV can lead to championships. I haven't seen it done that way yet. But it's a big game changer.
Yeah. By the way, just real quick, first two games for Deion as head coach of Colorado.
Nebraska, don't he?
At TCU to open. At TCU. And then Nebraska and Matt Rhule. Second.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Boulder.
Wow.
Yeah. At TCU and home against Nebraska.
I'll tell you what, Mel Tucker did a great job there, and then Mel did a great job at Michigan State. He had a tough year this year. That's the nature of the beast. You know, you can be a great coach and have tough years, and certainly, you know, so I'm not going to judge Deion on 1 year. Listen, I in my profession, one of the most exciting first interviews I ever had was Deion Sanders, and he's a guy that I have a tremendous respect for. I loved watching him as a player. I put him in the same breath as Deion, as Bo Jackson. When I talk about, you know, the five greatest athletes I've seen in my lifetime, he's definitely one of them. I've watched his story. I've rooted for him to have success through his trials and tribulations and hard times. I've enjoyed watching him. I hope for great success because I don't know if I'd use the word fan, but I respect Deion, mm-hmm. and I've always enjoyed him. And he did take me out of my comfort zone a little bit. But that's sometimes you got to go out of your comfort.
Yeah, you got to go.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. I agree. I think Colorado can roll the dice here. Thanks, Mike. Do appreciate it.
I appreciate it, guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.